There's an evil demonic teaching that many people are believing more and more, that Yahweh isn't the Lord, the Father of Jesus Christ, but actually a demon god from the deserts of Edom, Midian, and the surrounding regions. We'll look at how this lie can be traced all the way back to ancient Egypt and how it's even gaining popularity among many people this very day. The base level understanding of Yahweh is that he was an ancient deity from the Levantine region or the Middle East and the national god of the Israelite kingdoms of Israel and Judah. One of the first accounts of Yahweh revealing himself more intimately to mankind outside of the Garden of Eden was to Moses in Exodus 3:14. And God said to Moses, "I am who I am," and he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." When Jesus Christ came to the earth, he came to Israel, this region of the Middle East, and referred to Yahweh as being his father and how they were in perfect unity. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In John 10:30, Jesus refers to this perfect unity of him and the Father. "I and my Father are one." Yahweh is the name that's used as the Lord in the Old Testament. So when Jesus came and said he was referring to him and his Father, we know that that's the being he was referring to. He further on goes to explain that he's a fulfillment of those same words and those same texts referring to God as Yahweh in Matthew 5:17. "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." There's a lot of archaeological evidence for the Lord's name tied to Yahweh. A few years back, a recent one was this tablet that was found that's known as a cursed tablet. This tablet is dated to be as old as 1200 to 1400 years before Christ was on the earth, and the inscription on it reads as follows: "Cursed, cursed, cursed, cursed by the God Yahweh, you will die cursed. Cursed, you will surely die, cursed by Yahweh. Cursed, cursed, cursed." There's thousands of years of history referring to Yahweh as the one and only God, whose origins were with the Israelites. But there's a growing demonic teaching that Yahweh isn't the one true God from the Bible referenced in the Old Testament, but that it's a pagan God that the Israelites adopted from their time in the desert.
I'm going to be talking about the God of the Bible, okay? The God of the Bible. I'm going to be talking about, could that be Satan? And I'm going to bring you some very compelling evidence directly from the Bible. Go get all the Christians, round up all the Christians. They need to learn something tonight. I'm going to take them to school. I'm going to take them to the Bible school they never went to.
This false teaching is rooted not on the thousands of years of historical evidence of the 39 books of the Old Testament, but from the story of the Exodus from Egypt, that the Hebrews spent a lot of time in the desert regions of the Middle East, such as in Canaan, Midian, and Edom, and in these regions of the world, many of these people were worshiping false pagan deities. In order to believe this lie, you have to discount the countless verses in the Old Testament where Yahweh told the Hebrews not to follow after the gods of the lands that they were going into. Here's one such passage. "If your brother, the son of your mother, your son or your daughter, the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul, secretly entices you, saying, 'Let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, neither you nor your fathers, of the gods of the people which are all around you, near to you or far off from you, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth,' you shall not consent to him or listen to him, nor shall your eye pity him. Nor shall you spare him or conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones until he dies, because he sought to entice you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So all Israel shall hear and fear, and not again do such wickedness as this among you." The false claim of Yahweh being referred to as an ancient pagan god seems to be tied back to ancient Egypt. The Egyptians were upset about the judgments that God brought upon them during the Exodus of the Hebrews. So in turn, they did something they knew the Israelites and Yahweh would hate. They claimed that Yahweh was actually a donkey-headed demon god. They knew the Israelites were completely against Egypt's animal hybrid gods and found it completely foolish. So in a mockery of the Hebrews and their God, the Egyptians turned Yahweh into something that they knew they despised.
And thus the Hellenizing Egyptians deployed a powerful religious weapon to counter this scandalous, this offensive Exodus story. The Judean God was a donkey-headed demon. Yeah, for real, that was the comeback. Yahweh was a donkey-headed demon.
This demonic lie has inspired people since ancient Egypt up to this very day to find any ancient text or any belief that makes God look bad or God sound evil and claim that that is the truth.
In this banned book, Adam reveals that humans were not actually created by God, but that all of humanity are actually divine, eternal beings, and that God is actually an evil entity that imprisoned their souls in bodies on earth to be his slaves and wiped their memories, because if they realized they were divine, they would be able to escape. In the Bible, it says that God destroys the earth with a flood because the people had become wicked and sinful, but the Apocalypse of Adam says that's not the case at all. It was because humanity was becoming too intelligent. They were starting to realize what they were, and they were refusing to worship God, the one who imprisoned them on earth.
Sadly, this lie that Yahweh is some evil pagan god or even Satan himself is being believed by more and more Christians. But I think the best way to look at this and disprove this is by looking at the dialogue of Yahweh and Satan in the book of Job. When we read Job chapter 1 verse 7, it says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down in it." When we look at the Strong's concordance of these words, we can see the original meaning and what they say. The word Lord in this verse is referenced as 3068 in the Strong's concordance, and it is Yehovah or Yahweh, the self-existence or eternal Jehovah, Jewish national name of God, Jehovah the Lord. Then we can go to the word Satan here, referenced in number 7854. Satan or Satan, an opponent, especially Satan, the arch enemy of good, adversary, Satan, withstand. So we can see the clear difference between these two beings. The Bible is the source with all the references and documentation and history. We cannot disprove all of this for one tiny minimal claim that really has no ground to stand on. The main claims referring to Yahweh as a pagan desert god boil down to these extremely trivial examples. Moses, the author of the first five books of the Bible, married Jethro's daughter, and Jethro was a Midianite, and Midianites were known to have these pagan gods. So somehow this connection means that some people believe that just because of this, Moses adopted some of these pagan gods and ideologies. God's name in scripture is transliterated from the Hebrew YHWH, probably meaning I am. There's an obscure reference in a 13th century BC Egyptian document to a region in Edom associated with JWH, possibly indicating that JWH was a national god of Edom. So because of the similarities between these two spellings, some people say this is the same God. And probably the most prominent is that during the Exodus out of Egypt, Israel had to pass by the nations of Edom and Midian on their way to the Promised Land. And in their 40 years in the wilderness, they created some new God, Yahweh, that was based and influenced off of the gods in the lands of Edom and Midian. These theories that Yahweh is a desert pagan god requires you to believe extremely minimal accounts and references, or in some cases just flat out assumptions, that because the Israelites spent time in these pagan lands, this caused them to take up a god from this land, and this is Yahweh. In order to believe this, you have to discount the 39 books of the Old Testament, documenting thousands of years of history, and the over 6,800 times that the name of Yahweh is used in those texts, including the countless times that Yahweh commanded the Israelites to destroy these pagan cities and people because they worshiped made-up gods. There's only one true living God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all throughout the Old Testament, when he is referred to, his name is Yahweh, and he is completely opposed to all other false gods. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. If you want to know the truth of who Yahweh is, go to the original source. The Old Testament has 39 books spanning the course of thousands of years, where the name of Yahweh is referenced almost 7,000 times. This is where you can find the truth, not by these teachers who are teaching false things, clearly people who are in opposition of the Bible and of God, or these different scholars who've tried to find little bits and pieces and make up their own little stories, like just because the Israelites were in the desert, they created a desert pagan god. The truth is found within the Bible. Jesus is a fulfillment of that. He's the Son of God. He came to fulfill the law and the prophets, and that's your way to salvation and your way to a relationship with this one true living God. I hope and pray you're well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.